Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to the Annenberg Radio News Update on this October 5th. I'm Joshua Chang. California is now the fifth state to permit doctor-assisted suicide for terminally ill patients. Governor Jerry Brown signed the measure into law today. Two doctors must agree the patient has 6 months to live and prove the patient's mental competence before they prescribe life-ending drugs. The law also prohibits doctors from pressuring patients into taking such drugs. The measure goes into effect the first of the year. It's based on a law in Oregon. Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill that requires law enforcement to record demographic data on police stops, but the LAPD says it's been doing it for years. Reporter Xinyu Zhang has more.
The new law is aimed at reducing racial profiling during routine police stops. It requires police to collect data on the people they stop, including race, ethnicity, and the reason for the stop. The law is one of at least 40 new measures across the country to address racial bias and police brutality. Martin Mirage is a sergeant with the LAPD.
Information would just be, we'll better equip ourselves to do a way better job than what we're doing before.
LAPD Chief Charlie Beck says his department has collected demographic data on police stops for dozens of years, similar to what the law calls for.
I don't fear information. What I fear is information that is not processed correctly.
The LAPD recorded data for about 800,000 stops last year. Xinyu Zhang, Annenberg Radio News.
The American commander in Afghanistan is responding to criticism after an American airstrike hit a Doctors Without Borders hospital. General John F. Campbell admits the military incorrectly reported that American troops were under direct threat when they called for an airstrike. The attack killed 22 civilians. But Emma Delaporte reports that that's not deterring some prospective aid workers from going abroad.
Doctors Without Borders is leaving the war-torn city of Kunduz. The need for health care in countries like Afghanistan is inspiring students to pursue work abroad despite the conflict. John Luna, a member of USC Global Brigades, believes it's not uncommon for medical aid volunteers to put themselves at risk. He has experience volunteering in a crime-ridden city in Honduras.
The organization provided us with security guards, with soldiers. So they had full-on rifles, semi-automatic weapons just to protect us. But we didn't run into any troubles during our trip.
Amy Zhao, a global health major at USC, doesn't believe that events like this one will deter people who are dedicated to providing health services.
It's about really getting healthcare out to people who need it and don't have access to it. So I don't think news like this would possibly go into Doctors Without Borders.
The Doctors Without Borders unit was the only hospital in northern Afghanistan that provided free trauma care. Emma Delaporte, Annenberg Radio News.
Investigators are trying to figure out what caused a huge fire this morning at a Huntington Park electronics warehouse. More than 80 firefighters fought the flames, which were reported around 9 this morning. LA County Fire Inspector Randall Wright says their strategy was to prevent it from spreading to other buildings.
We have to see what our risk is and if we are doing any good. So we made a defensive approach.
Firefighters were able to get the flames under control by late morning, but one firefighter was treated for injuries. Los Angeles-based fashion retail chain American Apparel is fighting for its life. Reporter Madeline White has the story.
American Apparel filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy this morning. President of the California Fashion Association, Ilsa Metchek, says there's a long list of internal problems within the company that contribute to American Apparel's $300 million debt.
This is the internal wranglings of an outgoing CEO, the incoming board, stockholders. It's a follow-the-money situation.
If the company fails to revitalize, Metchek says the impact could be devastating for the Los Angeles garment industry.
That there will be a lot of people unemployed who are professionals in our industry, and not too many large companies have a manufacturing setup the way American Apparel does.
She says American Apparel has about 6,000 workers in Los Angeles alone. Madeline White, Annenberg Radio News.
That's it for this hour. For all of us at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Joshua Chang.
Thank you.